Good morning. It is 5 o'clock and 56 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. With political violence surging in America, political leaders from all around the world are arriving in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly. Ahead of the gathering, major U.S. allies moved to recognize a Palestinian state, Canada, the U.K., Portugal, Australia.
But Israel and the U.S. slamming the move, calling it a reward for Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying there will be no Palestinian state. Israel already retaliating.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Israel. President Trump eulogizing Charlie Kirk before a stadium crowd in Glendale, Arizona.
Our greatest evangelist for American liberty became immortal. He's a martyr now for American freedom.
Kirk's widow Erica declaring of the assassin, "I forgive him." This is ABC News. FBI Director Kash Patel confirms to ABC News Tom Homan was being investigated for allegedly taking a bag of money before he became border czar. The Department of Justice reportedly shut down that investigation. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
In 2024, an FBI sting operation allegedly caught him taking $50,000 in cash from undercover agents posing as businessmen. The White House says it was a political investigation, but concern is growing that the Trump administration is protecting high-profile officials from legal scrutiny.
Some big money buyers are apparently in line to possibly buy TikTok away from the Chinese. The president telling Fox News some tech and media giants, including Larry Ellison, 94-year-old Rupert Murdoch, and his son Lachlan, will be involved in taking over TikTok's algorithm. Severe storms have put a 50-foot hole in the roof of the Walmart distribution center in Denton County, Texas. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, mostly cloudy and muggy with showers likely in the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. For tonight, showers tapering down, a low of 58. Tuesday, mostly cloudy to some peaks of sun, a slight chance of a shower, and a high of 74. Wednesday, 72 degrees. It looks like Thursday, 74, and Friday, 78. Or more unseasonably warm temperatures. Yesterday was 78 here at the studio. We did get just a little bit of rain, 1/100th, early in the day. Right now in Richland Center, following the midnight reading of 59, it is 56 degrees.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
thank you. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Start the day in a positive way with Kenny Rogers, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Before that, our national anthem performed by Trish Earwood. Here we are together again, friends. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail, the old Pontiac vibe cutting through the fog this morning. And it is great to be with you. A good weekend for the most part, weather-wise. A little rain here and there. A lot of our areas got more rain than we did on Friday night into Saturday, although we did have up there around the 0.7 inch mark, but not much yesterday, 0.01. And so sometimes the forecasters cry wolf a little bit. They've been saying showers and thunderstorms likely the last few days and didn't really get much yesterday. They are mentioning a few showers this afternoon, but we'll see how that goes. The rainfall, though, we can use a little bit of that here and there, that's for sure, and getting ready for spring harvest there, fall harvest in the garden in Sextonville as well. So getting ready to make the big move to get everything going there and get out of there. It's been a pretty good year in the garden. I know that all the rabbits and everybody else, they've really enjoyed it in Sextonville, and we've been able to salvage a little bit here and there too. My mighty Fortress fans just didn't hold them out this year very well. Here's Clay Walker as we start those chores on the Light in the Milk House show.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living
living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams, standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die.
West on the Light in the Mail Cow Show, 5:14 the time. We're down to the final hours of fall, before fall, final hours of summer. Oh, where did it go? Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance of the autumn equinox. Fall officially begins at 1:19 this afternoon. So you can check that out. Early risers invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunrise on the mornings through Tuesday. On sunsets on those days, as weather permits as well. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be open today at 4 at 726 Main Street in Highland. This will be a drive-through pantry with no registration. Also, the Hildebrand Memorial Library of Trustees will be holding its regular meeting tonight, starting at 6 in the library club room. And City Utilities of Richland Center Water Department will be doing the 2025 water main flushing today through Fridays. They will be doing that. Storms or unexpected circumstances could extend or postpone flushing days. During flushing times, the entire water system may experience rusty or cloudy water, and there might be reduced water pressure. The water will be safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washed. Be aware of that. In the city of Richland Center. Well, a tough day at the office for the Packers yesterday, the Badgers as well. At least the Brewers clinched, even though they lost. We'll have details in sports in a moment.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land, too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Hear from the students and staff of River Valley Schools coming up Friday during the 2025 edition of the River Valley School Fair. Join WRCO for update reports courtesy of these area sponsors: Oakwood Fruit Farm, Call Family Properties, KFP Rentals, Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Driftless Area LLC, The People's Community Bank, Wilkinson Auctions, Bob's Auto Body, Vitesnik Power Sports, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal Glass CG.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Good morning from WRCO and the Light in the Milk House Show. A look at sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Brewers have won their third straight National League Central Division title. The Brewers lost 5-1 in St. Louis on Sunday, but clinched the title courtesy of the Cubs' 1-0 loss in Cincinnati. Carrying the best record in baseball, the Brewers won their fourth division title in the last five seasons, and it feel like the underdogs as the playoffs loom. Also yesterday in National League play. Washington 3-2 over the Mets. San Francisco 3-1 against the Dodgers. And Arizona 9 and Philadelphia 2. In the American League, Minnesota 6, Cleveland 2. Toronto 8-5 over Kansas City. The Yankees beat Baltimore 7-1. Seattle 7, Houston 3. Tampa Bay 7-3 over Boston. Interleague play, Pittsburgh 11-8 over the Athletics. Atlanta 6, Detroit 2, San Diego 3, the White Sox 2, Colorado 3-1 over the Angels, and Miami beat Texas by a score of 4-2. And now the sad news. The Packers suffered a tough 13-10 loss to the Browns. This marks the first time since 1967 that the Packers lost a game after leading by at least 10 points and having a shutout with 4 minutes remaining. On Sunday, the Packers had a 95% win probability late in the game, but a critical interception by Jordan Love shifted the momentum. Coach Matt LaFleur admitted to a poor play call, but also noted Love's decision-making despite injuries on the offensive line. The Packers nearly won. They face the Cowboys coming up next week with Micah Parsons returning to Dallas. Elsewhere yesterday, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs beat the Giants last night 22-9 to pick up their first win of the season. Busy and wild day again in the NFL. Carolina 30-0 over Atlanta. Indianapolis 41, Tennessee 20. It was Jacksonville 17, Houston 10. Minnesota all over Cincinnati 48-10. Philadelphia 33, the Rams 26. Pittsburgh 21, New England 14. Tampa Bay beat the Jets 29-27, Washington 41-24 over Las Vegas, the Chargers 23, Denver 20, Seattle 44, New Orleans 13, the Bears over Dallas 31-14, and San Francisco 16-15 over Arizona. That's a check of the NFL. Unbelievable, it's the fact that the NHL has started its preseason already. That's incredible. And from the WNBA, Indiana 89, Las Vegas 73, and Minnesota beat Phoenix 82-69.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Today's aerobic polka. I need it. Too many stuff, birthday party stuff and things to eat over the weekend. And so I need that aerobic polka workout, and it's sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, kids, here we go. A one and a two and a...
It's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, I knew that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings around this love of mine. Was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not of wood and I don't have a wooden heart.
There you go, the aerobic polka today. Dick Rogers and the band and the Wooden Heart Polka on the Light in the Milk House Show. How you doing today, huh? All right, about 5 minutes away from Farm News and Markets.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if the bells don't chime. Just as long as you love me. I don't care if the tops don't spin. I don't care if the gins won't gin, just as long as you love me. So darling, let it rain, let it snow, let the cold north wind blow, just as long as you love me. North or south, east or west, you know I will stand the test, just as long as you love me.
Down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. The way that you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us ours, and Mom, we will carry them through, and I'll finish this letter the first chance I get, but for now I'll just say I love you. Then the mother's old hands begin to tremble, and she fought against tears in her eyes, but they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her soldier had died. Then the mother knelt down by her bedside, and she prayed, Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the sons who are fighting tonight. And dear God, keep America free. I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat.
Merle Haggard and the Strangers and A Soldier's Last Letter. Good morning. The forecast calls for today to be mostly cloudy and muggy. Showers likely this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm, and a high of 76. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers taper down later tonight, a low of 58. And Tuesday, 74 with some peaks of sunshine. Looks like we're going to stay mostly in the 70s for this week and weekend for our daytime highs. In Richland Center, it is 56 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. The Deputy Secretary at the USDA says tariff revenue could be a way to help U.S. farmers survive a tough ag economy. Stephen Vaden says using Section 32 funds for ad hoc payments would require an act of Congress.
We will certainly work with them to give them the assistance that they need to make that a reality.
He says there's not enough money in the Commodity Credit Corporation in the current fiscal year to provide emergency relief.
A large amount of the monies in the Commodity Credit Corporation are already spoken for this fiscal year.
Vaden says the USDA understands farmers are having a tough time with low commodity prices and high input costs. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates on Wednesday amid continued uncertainty in the rural economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says it was the first benchmark rate cut since December.
That brings down short-term interest rates, but long-term interest rates moved up a bit, not much, but a little bit.
He tells Brownfield the Fed signaled that more rate cuts could be likely heading into 2026.
Two more this year, and then into 2026, you'll have another couple. That's, of course, 1.5%. That'll bring the funds rate down to 3 percentage points. Of course, that's good news.
Goss says elevated interest rates have been putting downward pressure on farmland prices. A southern Illinois farmer says the months-long drought is impacting crop yields.
I don't know that we've had any rain since July 4th other than one-inch rain.
Granville Travis tells Brownfield.
For our non-irrigated early beans, we're off about 10-15 bushel. Our earliest corn is still in the low to mid-20s. We like it to be about 18-19% before we really start chilling corn, but it's drying down awfully quick.
He says he plans to pick up harvest pace this week. A southern Wisconsin farmer has concerns about corn withstanding strong winds ahead of harvest. Doug Rebout of Janesville says crops have benefited from good conditions this summer.
Really tall. They're really healthy stalks, but as they're drying down, if all of a sudden we get some wind with as tall as the crops are, it could knock them down, and it could make for a very tough harvest season.
Rebout says corn and soybean harvest should be underway in his area by the end of the month. The health communications officer with AgriSafe Network says agriculture remains one of the most dangerous occupations. Laura Siegel tells Brownfield.
We know that some of the top causes for these accidents and injuries are related to equipment as well as machinery and transportation vehicles.
She says numerous agencies are reminding both farmers and the public this harvest season that safety first helps avoid the worst. And the USDA's latest cattle on feed update continues to reflect the historically tight U.S. supply. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day on Friday somewhat busy and cash hogs closed lower. Good morning, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had some light scattered live trade in Nebraska at $237. More bids were on the table in all three major feeding areas but were passed. Asking prices were around $242 plus in the south and $372 plus in the north. At the Sioux Falls Regional Cattle Auction in Worthington, South Dakota, compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to lower undertones compared to the prior week's much larger offering. The USDA says demand was good for the packages of spring-born calves. The market is active on lightweight cattle. Supply included 63% steers, and 93% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 975 pounds, brought $329.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 879 to 880 pounds, brought 307 to 313, with an rated average price of $313.50. Box beef closed sharply lower. Choice was $3.76 lower at $3.82.05, and select was $1.39 lower at $3.59.92. Estimated cattle slaughter was 87,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. The market continues to key on both domestic and global demand. Pork demand in the U.S. has been steady, with consumers finding it competitively priced. That strength has helped keep packers active in the market, but there is some uncertainty in global demand, especially with China. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.99 lower, the base range of $96 to $108 with a weighted average price of $103.61. Iowa, Minnesota was $1.77 lower with a weighted average price of $104.36. The Western Corn Belt was $1.64 lower with a weighted average of $104.52. The Eastern Corn Belt had a weighted average price of $102.71. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets. Barrows and gilts were priced at $75. Sows ranged from $69 to $75. Boars were marked at $25. At Illinois, barrows and gilts were steady at $63 to $73. Pork values closed 8 cents higher at $112.03. Butts, picnics, ribs, hams, and bellies were higher. Loins were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were solidly higher, expecting a bullish set of USDA cattle on feed numbers, and lean hog futures were mixed. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Vex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Blake Jones from Wapaka High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Blake plays hockey and is a member of the golf team, and he's in his second year as an FFA officer. He said FFA opens a lot of opportunities for young kids, and the sky's the limit in what you can do.
No matter what your age is, as you get older, there's more and more opportunities, and there's different events and competitions compared to your skill level.
He's involved in a number of community activities, but his favorite is the Adopt a Family Project each Christmas. Blake and his family anonymously provide a nice Christmas for a needy family.
I know there is families that aren't able to have those opportunities because that's just how life is. And me allowing those families to be able to have some of those things, and it makes me feel really good as a person.
Blake wants to someday own his own farm and then build a successful agricultural business.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo and Tim Zakoxer Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be Wednesday, September 24th. You can also come buy hay or bedding throughout the week. We have an online-only auction ending October 1st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sales includes tools, boats, mower, large collection of magazines and coins, and much, much more. Keep an eye out. We have a few more auctions coming up. We have real estate agents looking to sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timzakoxerrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was slow to develop Friday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield, live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were down and corn was mostly weak as they both watch U.S. harvest activity. November beans were down 12 at 1025 and a half. January was 11 and three quarters lower at 1044 and three quarters. December corn was up a quarter at 424. March was down a quarter at 441 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of the USDA's on feed numbers, which were very close to expectations. October live was up 120 at 233.57. December was 157 higher at 235.72. October feeders were up 237 at 354.10. And on spread trade, their discount to cash and the higher midday pork, October hogs are up 50 at 97.97. December was down 7 at 87.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A new study shows how expanding E15 sales can be a boon for corn farmers. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. With the expectation of a record corn harvest this fall and the resulting decline in corn market prices, the industry is looking at the possibility of expanding sales of E15 blended gasoline. The National Corn Growers Association and the Renewable Fuels Association did a study of the potential impact of widespread year-round sales of E15. Scott Richmond is chief economist for the RFA.
We have shown over time that consumers will save as a result of E15. We've shown that quantitatively what they can save. And we've talked about the fact that if we get a substantial expansion or full adoption of E15 as a result of a legislative fix of being able to sell it year-round, that it would greatly benefit corn growers.
Richmond says there's a push on now to get this done before the end of 2025.
It looks increasingly likely that for the main budget, there will be a continuing resolution, and then there are other legislative vehicles that are likely to move forward between now and the end of the year. So we're cautiously optimistic about the prospects for being able to work this into legislation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. An ag meteorologist says a flash drought is coming to a head across the Corn Belt. Greg Solier tells Brownfield.
It goes all the way down into our friends down there in the lower Mississippi Valley Delta region with moderate and some pockets of severe, all the way up into parts of Michigan and a good chunk of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and points southward, including Missouri and into the lower Mississippi Valley.
The U.S. Drought Monitor today increased drought intensities across much of the Midwest, especially in the Great Lakes region and Ohio Valley. Solier says a nearly non-existent hurricane season in the Atlantic has limited moisture totals, and it could be up to 6 more weeks until meaningful rainfall in some regions.
Pretty much early and often harvest season. I think we'll get our moisture in the back end of harvest.
Silage harvest is wrapping up in many parts of the Midwest. Mark Peterson farms in the southwest corner of Iowa.
Anecdotally, I heard a guy that had, he was going to bag 4 more silage jobs, and they all disappeared overnight because the crop has dried so fast that it's just too dry to even do it.
He tells Brownfield silage yields are variable, and farmers in the area are moving on to high-moisture corn. Cash dairy prices were mixed on Friday, with butter seeing the most activity on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a penny at 64 cents, blacks down 3 1/4 at $1.65, barrels unchanged at $1.64, butter down 5.5 cents at $1.75, and unfed dry milk up 0.25 cents at $1.14¾. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn. Today's WRCO area forecast includes a high of 76. Looks like maybe some shower chances coming in again this afternoon. And also tonight, showers tapering down later, a low of 58. Tuesday, mostly cloudy to peaks of sun and a high of 74. Currently in Richland Center, we're at our overnight low. It is 56 degrees.
Oh, I'm falling in love again. Oh, oh, many's the time I've been two timed, many's the time I've been stung. Many a honey took all of my money, but that was when I was much younger. Made up my mind to be careful, made up my mind to beware. I was all right until Saturday night, I met a gal with the goldenest hair. Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
She had the bluest of blue eyes. She had the cherriest lips. Shouldn't have kissed her. I tried to resist her, but one kiss and I was a goner. I couldn't run if I wanted. I couldn't run if I tried. Saw what I liked and I liked what I saw, and my heart went along for the ride. Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
That was the end of my roving. Now that it's over, I'm glad. Through gallivanting, I got in the slant and I'm up. Oh, I'm a ring-a-ding daddy, rockin' the cradle at nighttime, living and loving each day. Got me a wife, she's the light of my life, and when I kiss her good morning, I say, oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
Oh, 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 oh.
Jimmy Rogers, uh-oh, I'm falling in love again. Tony's weather is straight ahead here today on WRCO, Light the Milk Cow Show, gathering and getting you ready for the week. Here's Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live, or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing. Stalks of clover. So you better think it up.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, beef crossbred calves were steady, while the Holstein bull calves were higher. The Holstein bull calves sold from $9.30 to $11.50. The beef crossbred calves, mostly heifers, sold from $10.40 to $15 by the pound. Slaughter cows were stronger, selling from $1.10 to $1.46. Bulls, $1.65 to $1.75. Due to the Biola Horse and Colt Show, our next feeder sale will be on Friday, September 26. Early consignments include 36 beef steers and heifers, 825 pounds, 11 Jersey steers, 600 pounds, 10 black steers, 850 to 9, 7 Holstein steers, wing 9, 6 black steers, 1,000, 12 black steers and heifers, 500 pounds, and 5 crossbred heifers, 500 pounds. 3 black cows bred 3 months also will be there. We expect more consignments coming up. We need some rain to refresh our pastures. The grass is drying up. This may cause the fall run of pasture cattle move earlier than I had expected. Contact us at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola if you have packages of cattle to sell this fall. One of us will come out to your farm to give you an idea of what you could expect for your cattle at our sales.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Good Monday morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, here we are, made it to our first day of autumn. Starts at 1:19 this afternoon Central Time, the autumnal equinox, when the sun's direct rays will be crossing the equator, with approximately equal amounts of daylight and darkness across the world. Overall, looks like a pretty warm start to autumn here. Temperatures should be hovering about 5 or 6 degrees above normal for most of this upcoming week. Now, there is a large batch of shower activity right now stretching from southeast Minnesota up through central Wisconsin. That'll kind of hover north of us here this morning. Some of those showers should gradually build into our area later this afternoon and continue off and on into tomorrow, especially in the southern part of the area tomorrow. Otherwise, high pressure will gradually settle in, bring us some sunshine, particularly by Wednesday, and that'll stick with us right into the weekend with, again, those mild temperatures in place. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly cloudy and muggy. Scattered showers likely this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. High near 76 degrees. South wind between 5 and 10. Showers diminishing later tonight, low 58. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy to a few sun peaks. A slight chance of a shower for the southern part of the area. High at 74. North and northeast wind 4 to 8. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Maybe some patchy drizzle south. Low 56. On Wednesday, a small chance of drizzle early, mainly south. Then breaks of sunshine later in the day. High at 72. Thursday, partly cloudy. Low 52. High 74. Friday, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm. Low 52, high up to 78. Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy and beautiful. Lows in the 50s, high near 79 on Saturday, about 74 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Today's forecast in southwest Wisconsin does include that chance of rain. We did not get much over the weekend. Friday night, I guess into Saturday, we did get 7/10, but we did not get the predicted rain on Saturday nor Sunday. We did get 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday here at the studios, and we hit a high of 78. Record high, 91 in 2017. Record low, 28 in 1962. Also, a year ago on September 22nd, the high temp was 68, the low 51. Sunset will happen at 6:59 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 6:50 this morning. Right now the air is calm. The barometer is steady at 29.81. And after a low of 56, it is 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is promising an announcement today on autism. The Washington Post reports the administration will suggest a link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says it believes that independent science shows this is not true. The administration's also expected to tout cancer drug leucovorin as a potential treatment for autism. But autism expert David Mandel of the University of Pennsylvania says,
we need